Welcome to the Fat Talks podcast. Here we will share lessons to help you on your business and fitness journey. I'll be sharing practical solutions from building my business and having mind-opening conversations with amazing personalities too. My name is Tomi Rotimi. I'm the founder and creative director of Exclamations by Tomi Rotimi, a proudly Nigerian premium ready-to-wear brand I founded almost 2 decades ago. I'm also the author of the best-selling book, Fat Transfer from Waistline to Bottom Line, a book on life lessons for fitness and business. Welcome to Fat Talks. Hello, welcome to my podcast. Welcome to another episode of Fat Talks by Tomi. Today, I want to say a big thank you to everyone who has subscribed to this channel, who makes it a point to listen to us every Thursday, who shares the link of the podcast to their network, and particularly those who give me feedback. Thank you so very much. Today's podcast is about streamlining, aka doing less. I talk about doing less a lot, right? And the reason why I am passionate about doing less is because I have experienced the power of focus and experienced the power of specializing, of doing a few things well, and the benefits that has come to my business and by extension to my life just because of this power that is in focusing or streamlining. So that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the benefits of streamlining, and I'm hoping that at the end of this podcast I will have convinced you to audit your business and maybe even your life and focus on doing a few things well. And hopefully you'll begin to see some of the benefits that I reap from this as well. All right, let's do it. Let's get into it. So what is streamlining and what is this whole thing I'm talking about? Really, this is me saying to you that you don't need to do too much. Within the context of your business, you have to focus on the things that you do well. Focus on the things that you are naturally good at. Focus on your strengths, the things you are already known for, those things that you have achieved a significant level of success in, and you want to build your brand around these things. You want to focus your energy on these things, make your investments within these things, and create more solutions for your customers and for your tribe around these things. The reason why this is important is because energy is a limited resource. Is a limited resource. I've said this before. Time is a limited resource. So no matter how great you are at time management, at allocating resources, if you are doing too many things, there is only a limit to how far you can pick, right? So what you need to be doing is to be doing more of the things you are naturally good at and give yourself a fighting chance. Okay, so these are the advantages. Number one, streamlining allows you to build your brand identity. It allows people to know you for something, which means you become top of mind for that thing. Streamlining allows customers to box you into a category, and this is probably the only time when boxing into a category is good. It allows customers to box you into a category so they know exactly what they are coming to you for. when you do too many things, what happens is that customers don't know where to place you, right? If, for instance, you are in the business of fashion and you find that you do bespoke, you do ready-to-wear, you do casual pieces, you do formal pieces, you do occasion wear, you do sleepwear, you do luggage, you do, I'm not even trying to be funny. I see this happening all the time. I see brands doing so much because they think they can. Just because you have access to resources or because you have access to supply chains, it doesn't mean you need to slap your brand on anything. I've seen a brand who does so much, it's dizzying. And because she does so much, it is very difficult for me to know where her expertise lie. So for the sake of convenience, you know, you feel, okay, this person has a lot of options and maybe I can check her out when I'm looking for some random thing. But if I really have a need that I am going to invest top dollar in, if I have a need that is something I'm really particular about, I'm going to look for people who have expertise in that niche, right? But if what you do is just offering people such a wide range of products just so that you do not miss any sale, you are hurting your brand because you begin to water down whatever it is people consider to be your expertise before. So don't do that. Don't do that. There is a temptation to do this because, like I said, many of us don't want to leave any money on the table. We feel like our businesses should be targeted at everybody. You don't want to miss a sale. You want people to come into your space and be able to buy something. And you know, we've all said this. I think it's a rite of passage as a business owner to at some point say that you're trying to target everybody. You're trying to have something for everyone. And while this sounds good on paper, we are in the business of people, not just in the business of commodities. What you really need to be targeting is how people view you, what they think of, and how they feel when they think of your brand. Okay. So streamlining does that. It allows you to build a brand identity because people know you for something. Of course, after you have built this brand identity and you are kind of known for this thing and you've built your expertise around this area, you can layer on. That still has to be strategic, but you can because you have built a tribe. Okay, but even that you have to do it strategically because you don't want to water down your brand identity. So that is number one, right? Streamlining helps you build your brand identity. Number two, streamlining helps you manage your resources and your team. It also helps you build expertise. In my business, I think this may be one of the benefits that I value the most, because streamlining forces us to be repetitive. Repetition creates expertise. The more you do something, the better you become at it. Now, if your team members, whether it be your artisans, your tailors, what have you, if they are constantly doing the same thing over and over again, they will build expertise in that area. And you will find that you are doing better in that area than most of your contemporaries, just because of the law of repetition. Streamlining also allows you to manage your resources because you are not over manufacturing. You are not overproducing. You are not importing too many different types of machines because you have such a wide range of products to make. You know, you are not dealing with too many suppliers and supply chains. You are focused on a niche or a category and it allows you to build your competencies, your expertise, your team around those things. And because of that, your expertise is not only heightened, but it is clear. It's a very good way of selling yourself, you know, to your team, because they buy into your vision faster because they know exactly what it is you're doing. There's nothing more frustrating for an artisan or for a manufacturer or whoever it is that's within your team that's helping you with production. So start making something, start building some kind of experience in one area. And just before you have peaked or even reached the level where you feel like you are becoming an expert, another product line is introduced, and then you are at the beginning of the learning curve all over again. The other option is you don't use the same team, you get another team, but that still takes time. It takes time for this other team to be in sync with what it is you're trying to do. You know, for them to build expertise around your own peculiar way of doing things. You know, so that is a big one. When people ask me why it is that my tailors, right, you know, are doing so very well in terms of the quality of our finish and what have you, I tend to say, you know, just the usual rhetoric of, oh, thank God, it is, it's all on them, they're doing very well. But I know that one of the reasons why they're doing very well is because of the expertise they've been forced to build. You know, at the beginning of any new product line, when we are still kind of working it through, I'm not exaggerating, sometimes we can make as many as 10 samples. Sometimes the designs even make it to the shop floor, but they are called back because of some errors. You know, the learning curve is a bit steep. So it would be sad if after everything, they still had to come back down, right? So that is one of the reasons why I believe we must all streamline. To build expertise, to manage our resources, to manage our teams, super, super, super important. Number three, another reason why streamlining is good is it allows you, even as a business owner, to have a better strategy, right? It allows you to be able to develop a better business strategy. And the reason why this is because you are not researching too many product lines. If my product is primarily, let's say workwear, for instance, it is, you know, the world is never easy, but if I'm going to launch a workwear line, then I know exactly who my target audience is, and I know what their language is. That is because I have streamlined. But if the same fabric, if the same business was focusing on, you know, workwear and occasion wear and sleepwear and athleisure, you know, not to say you're not going to make money, but the burnout will come in fast and furious. You know, so I like the fact that streamlining allows us to manage our energies, allows us to focus our strategies on, you know, what really is the obvious, since we don't have a wide range of products. Okay, I'm going to mention one last thing regarding streamlining. Streamlining also allows you to understand your industry better, because again, you are focused. You know, you understand who your competition is. You understand how your customers think. You understand what it is that you need to do to get to the next level. You can even go as far as researching businesses who have done this in more developed economies, and you can replicate their strategy within your economy just because you've been able to recognize your brand within them. You know, please listen to this episode. That's it. That's it for today. It's a very short episode. But it's the kind of episode that you want to listen to over and over again. You know, I know some of us are tired from 2023 and trying to recuperate. But if you haven't started business yet, I urge you to consider the strategy of streamlining before you go next deep. You know, irrespective of what you've heard, you really can't do it all, at least not all at once. So please streamline. That's it from me for today. Thank you so very much for listening. Speak to you soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to my podcast. This was an amazing episode. Please subscribe to the podcast anywhere you get your podcast. Also, buy the book. Bad Transfer from Waistline to Bottom Line is available on Amazon and also on www.tomirotimi.com. I would love to hear from you. Let me know what resonated with you in the episode or in the book by tagging me on Instagram at tomi.rotimi or tag the book page Fat Transfer by Tomi. Looking forward to the next episode. Tune in, please. Thank you and bye.